I'm about to go crazy like a motherfucker around.
Hey, lovely viewers, welcome to my Paco the Realtor channel. And today's podcast. No, this. Podcast, right? Yeah, podcast. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Today's adventure is wilder than a cat on caffeine. Today we got a seller who's in distress, a house in chaos, tenants that won't leave, a horrible neighborhood, and more importantly, court. So buckle up and let's go down this real estate redemption story. So I get reached, a client, a friend of mine reaches out to me and says they need to sell a home in LA County that they, on a home they inherited a few years prior. It's currently being rented. And if I would sell it, I said, of course, let me get the information, get the address and put it all together. He said, but it's not going to be as easy as you think. And I'm like, why? He said, they're not paying me rent. They're not leaving. The home is pretty much demolished. The tenants love drama. And that's why I'm selling it. I don't know what to do. I said, okay, all right, let me go see it. Let's start there. He said, okay, go take a look at it. I'm going to tell him you're an insurance agent to go. That's going to go see it for insurance purposes, and then we'll meet up after. I said, no problem. The grim reality was it was worse than he had suggested. There's seven families living in a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, 1,300-square-foot house built in the 40s in a really, really rough neighborhood. They had set up tents. Tents in the backyard. The garage was illegally converted, and they were raising dogs or puppies or something, and there was shit everywhere. It reeked. Inside the living room, they had put curtains on the walls and divided it up that way to so more families can fit in there. Now, my client had no idea about that part. He knew there was some tenants in there. There was only supposed to be three. There were seven. The kitchen, I don't know how you can cook. It's a fire hazard, grease everywhere. The cockroaches were as big as horses. It was just disgusting. And so when I met with him, I said, we got a bigger problem. I don't know how you're going to sell this. So I meet with my client and I'm like, we can't put this on the market as a regular house. It's not going to sell. The house is absolutely destroyed inside. So that you can't get traditional financing. You're going to have to drop the price and we're going to have to find an investor to buy it. He said, the problem with that is there's a mortgage on it. And if I drop it too much, I won't make any money. I'll actually lose money. And he was stressed and didn't know what to do. They weren't paying rent. He was paying the utilities, at least on the electric bill. So we sat down and had a conversation about options. And I said, look, I have an idea. Why don't I buy it with the following condition? I'll make you an offer. You got to give to me at a certain price so I can make some profit. I'll pay for the remodel. I'll pay for the, I'll evict the tenants. We won't close escrow until the tenants are out, but escrow can hold my deposits. And then once I close, I'll do the work. And I said, and if you sell or finance, meaning you let me borrow the money so I don't have to get a mortgage, I said, I'll give you a piece of the profit, 25%. And he was like, you know what? That might not be a bad idea. So we put our heads together and he says, you know what? If you can evict the tenants, absolutely 100%. So the plot thickens. How in the world do we do this? So, all right, step one. I got to go introduce myself and tell him who I am and see how many I can get out. So I go and serve them and told them he's going to sell the house. I give him a 60-day notice, and immediately three say they're going to leave. So that leaves four families. Two of those straight out said they're not going anywhere. There, we'll see you in court. We're going to fight you guys. So I was like, okay, this is going to be an issue. 30 days after serving them, I get a call from one of them that says, I'll leave if you give me cash for keys. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to give you cash for keys. And they go on to say that, you know, they deserve it. And I explained to them, I said, let me tell you something. Let me ask you a question. If you're renting an apartment in an apartment complex and you don't pay rent and they evict you, are they going to give you cash for to leave? No, neither am I. I'm not. Our profit margin was already small, so there wasn't a lot of cash to play with because it had to be a full rehab. And so they finally left, and the fourth family left, but they wanted cash and they kept bugging for them. And I told them no. Now that leaves three families. The third family, I don't know what happened. They didn't call me. They were going to fight me. And one day, a week before the 60 days were up, I went and they were gone. So I don't know what happened. They just left. And so I was happy for that. So they left two families. The sixth family told me that they were planning on leaving. They just needed a place to find. They were at least honest with me. Now, they originally had said they were going to fight. And at the end, they did not fight me. They actually left 2 days before they called me that they were gone. But that leaves the seventh family. And this guy is going to fight me. He tells me straight out, I'll live here a year rent free. And there's nothing you can do about it. So I'm like, oh my God. All right, we're gonna have to go to court. So I call the owner up and I say, hey, do me a favor. You know the neighbors, right? He goes, yeah, go ask him about this guy, what the situation is. So he calls up the guy, and it turns out that he is a drug dealer. He's living there and dealing drugs at night, and the neighbors do not like him because of that. So they are more than happy to help us. So we just told him to keep an eye on it, on him for us if he leaves or anything. The day comes, they're supposed to be out. He doesn't leave. So I start the court proceedings. 45 days later, I get my court date and I go to court. And who shows up? The drug dealer shows up. Luckily, I had an attorney, and his argument was that I never served him, and that's why he didn't have to leave. Then he proceeds to tell the judge about he doesn't have a job, but he's going to get a job at the Chick-fil-A and blah, 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 blah. I tell the attorney, and he's like, I can't go in there and say he's a drug dealer, just so you know. So he's like, we just got to fight it. So luckily, the judge saw through it and said, you got 2 weeks to move out. So 2 weeks go by, I show up with the locksmith and the LA County Sheriff, and he's gone. And this chapter is finally done. The drug dealer is gone, and now we can turn forward to the remodel, which I thought was going to be the easiest part. Holy shit, was I mistaken? The remodel. So some houses are easier than others, and I've done my fair share, probably well over 20. So I got experience in it. So we order all the material, put it in the garage, lock the garage, and start the cleanup. That's the first thing. It was disgusting. We had to get rid of all the drywall. Anything in the house had to leave to its bare bones. Well, as I'm there, I'm, you know, kind of surveying things and figuring things out in my head, and my contractor runs out and throws up on the ground. He's just throwing up. And I'm like, what the hell? Is he sick? What's going on? And he goes, "I want to throw up." And just thinking about it right now, I want to gag. So they didn't pay their water bill. So they were using buckets in their bedroom as a toilet. He did not know. He walked over, put his head in there, and the aroma of just piss and shit just penetrated his nostrils, just caused him to throw up. There was 3 buckets worth of crap in there. God, just thinking about it. It was absolutely disgusting. We thought we were going to have to rent. We rented a huge dumpster, the one that's like massive. We had to get 2 of them. And one of the reasons we had to get 2 of them was because one of the neighbors decided that at 3 o'clock in the morning, apparently he's a handyman of some, or I'm sorry, a landscaper of some kind, that he needed somewhere to get rid of all his trash. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, he came over to the house and threw all his trash in the dumpster and filled up half of it. And the only reason I know this is because the neighbor told me. We know who it is, but they never told me who it was. Freaking jerks. So anyways, so we, at the end, it was 3 buckets of shit, 2 dumpsters full of trash, drywall, 5 crack pipes, 2 empty bottles of weed, a bunch of needles. It was just bad, 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 bad. So we, after we clean it out, we have all the new stuff in the garage. And I walk over to the neighbor and I said, "Hey, I will pay you money when I sell this house if you watch this house and make sure that nobody goes into that garage." He goes, "All right." And he did. We actually had a homeless guy go back there and he kicked them out because, people will steal material all the time. They do it at jobs all the time. So we start the rehab. The whole process of rehab took full time, took 45 days. But when it was done, stunning. Stunning. Couldn't even tell it was the same house. So against all odds, my seller triumphed. By allowing me to seller finance, he didn't have to come out with all the cash. He did not have to discount the house a massive amount. He did not have the money to do the remodel. He did not have the expertise. Definitely did not want to deal with the evictions of it all. So at the end, because he was willing to think outside the box, it was win-win for both of us. We made a pretty profit on my end, plus the commission. He was able to sell a house for more money because we sold it as a brand new rehab as opposed to a dumpster fire. And at the end, we both had cash in the bank, baby. Cash in the bank. And there you have it, folks, from squat to jackpot, we turn chaos into cash. If you enjoyed this ride, hit the like button, subscribe for more, and keep looking for the next podcast. Life's a mess, but real estate can be definitely a gold mine. Have a good one, guys.